So I want to ask you in a minute in terms of other checkpoints that are being looked at in terms of blockade, but I kind of want to get a little bit of a feel for you. You were mentioning how immune responsive melanoma is in general, and I'm curious, as you kind of look at it globally, everything that you would consider, the rate of response, the depth of response, cure, the brain, et cetera, how would you sort of globally compare the anti-tumor efficacy of, let's just say, the best immunotherapy, so combination treatment with BRAF MEK combinations in BRAF positive disease?
That's one of the most important questions in the melanoma field. If you have a patient with a BRAF mutation, how do you think about BRAF MEK inhibitors versus PD-1 plus CTLA-4 blockade? And in fact, there are many randomized trials that are going on to test this specifically. It's amazing in the melanoma field, there are trials going on testing targeted therapy versus immune therapy, but we have no prospective randomized data yet to comment on what's more effective between BRAF-MEK targeted therapy versus PD-1 plus CTLA-4 efficacy. So most of what we're left to do is compare across different trials to try to say, how do these combinations of BRAF and MEK inhibitors look in one trial versus how do combinations of PD-1 and CTLA-4 blockade look in other trials? I think people generally feel that there is still no more certainty that you're going to have for a patient's immediate benefit than you get with the BRAF and MEK combinations of treatment. If you have a patient that you really need to make sure you turn their disease in the right direction, the BRAF and MEK inhibitors still offer the highest confidence of having that immediate response, immediate palliation within hours or days of starting the BRAF and MEK inhibitor. So if I have a patient with a BRAF mutation and I need to really get their disease turned around right away, I still reach for BRAF and MEK inhibitors. And those can be really, really powerful treatments. And then there's been this kind of whole discussion, well, everyone responds to BRAF and MEK inhibitors, but then the problem is everyone gets resistant to them. And that's just absolutely not true. We have seen with long-term data from BRAF and MEK inhibitor clinical trials that there are a subgroup of patients, namely those that you would expect would do well, good prognostic patients with few sites of disease, normal LDH, and generally good performance statuses. Those patients can have a really prolonged benefit with BRAF and MEK inhibitors. And I have people that have been on BRAF and MEK inhibitors for years in many contexts. And so we just need to figure out who are the people that are going to benefit long-term with BRAF and MEK inhibitors, who are the people that we need to treat upfront with BRAF and MEK inhibitors, and who are the people that we should think about some kind of sandwich of immune therapy, BRAF MEK inhibitors, or vice versa. And I think we don't really know yet how we're going to best do that.
Do you have patients in your practice who you've treated for metastatic disease with either immunotherapy or targeted therapy that you think are cured?
I really hope so. I think the notion of a cure is a really important one for patients. There have been people that I've treated. Usually they have a very small amount of melanoma, and then it disappears on their scans. And we've stopped treatment for different various reasons, side effects, or maybe they finished a year or two of treatment. We've stopped treatment. There's no evidence of melanoma on their scans. I see them for what I call well baby checks and social visits to catch up on their travel all around the world and what's happening with their family and looking at photos of their kids' weddings or new grandkids and things like this. These people might be cured. I don't know. Now, when patients ask me that all the time, they say, am I cured? Am I in remission? Or what kind of words do I use for those kinds of patients? I don't really know what the right word exactly is for these kinds of situations because we still, unfortunately, don't have really long-term follow-up. So I don't have 5-10-year follow-up on some of these patients and drugs. But what I'll say is that I use the word dormant and I use the word sleeping. And I say, well, your melanoma is dormant, your melanoma is sleeping. We have no evidence of disease on your scans and we're babysitting you. I'm a little bit of a conservative person, so I hesitate to come in and really celebrate and say you're cured because maybe I'm just superstitious and I don't want to invoke any bad karma that could cause a problem with the melanoma moving forward. But there's a quite distinct possibility that some of these patients are going to go for years and years and years, if not decades, without any melanoma problems at all. And eventually, unfortunately, no one lives forever. But if the melanoma kind of goes away, you don't see it anymore, and someone grows to be 100 years old and, you know, passes away in their sleep for some other reason, then I would say their melanoma was cured.